Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The trial of Donna Adelson, well, that's not happening right now. It's been delayed. Her attorney resigning, Dan Rashbaum, for conflict of interest. He was also Charlie's attorney, and Charlie refused to sign a waiver that would allow basically effective testimony to be given by Charlie in her case. Donna, very visibly upset by all of this as well. I don't think she wanted this to happen. What's your reaction to this? Can you explain it a little bit more so we can better understand, you know, why this all went down last minute?
Yeah, kind of a bizarre turn of events, and it illustrates the risk of representing multiple defendants in one criminal matter. Because, you know, the attorney represented Charlie Adelson and then likely got privileged information that could potentially be used against Charlie or could potentially be used against Donna. And then he represented Donna. And so Charlie was convicted. He's seeking appeal. And so I think Charlie's a little worried that at Donna's trial, the attorney could blame Charlie, say, hey, he's already been convicted. You have your pound of flesh. He orchestrated this. Let's be good with that. Yeah. But that would not be good for Charlie's appeal. And so Charlie was objecting to sort of this dual representation, and understandably so.
Was it a bad idea to have that attorney represent Donna? I mean, from the get-go?
I think absolutely, especially on Donna's part, because Donna does have some potential outs here. It appears her involvement might have been much less direct than the other, especially the other folks who have already been convicted. And at trial, she could surely blame Charlie, saying that, hey, he was the ringleader. He knew everything. I'm just the mom providing mom support. But it sort of takes that defense out of the equation when the same attorney had represented Charlie and this conflict arises.
Essentially, you'd almost have to go down that road. I mean, for the sake of Donna, there's really not another defense of I don't know what was happening. It's all my son. He's in jail. I mean, and it's got to be a weird moment for the dynamics of that family of, you know, do you throw Charlie under the bus at this point? He's gone. I mean, essentially, he's never getting out. I know he's going to try and appeal and all that, but the likelihood's not that great. For the interest of Donna, seeing another day of freedom in her life, you kind of have to go down that road. But I guess it's a question of, will she do that? It's kind of a moral, ethical issue than anything else.
It is, but I think that as a legal tactician, as a legal professional, you have to advise the client that, hey, this could be your best shot. I know you don't like it. I know it might turn your stomach to try to make this argument in court. But as your attorney, I'm telling you, you've got to consider this, especially with a high stakes murder trial like this one.
Was there any, some people are saying this was a tactic to delay. Was there any reason to delay this? I mean, everybody was ready to go. I mean, is it in the interest of Donna to delay this any further? Or is it more in the interest of the state, you know, to have a delay in this so they can continue to investigate until the very last minute? Because we still have Harvey out there. We still have Wendy out there in freedom. And, you know, you stir the pot a little bit, they may still incriminate themselves if they haven't already. Was there an advantage to this? Was this a tactic by the Adelsons?
You know, generally speaking, there is oftentimes a benefit to the defense with injecting chaos, with hurry up and wait. Like, let's get everything prepared. Yeah. Prosecution spends all this money. They get the witnesses ready to go. And then, oh, we got a mistrial. We got to start all over from scratch, at least in terms of the trial. And so does that benefit Donna potentially? But it's sort of just putting off the inevitable, which is the trial.
Yeah, that's the thing. I always think they'd be ready just to go and stop waiting along here. Obviously, like I said, Harvey, the husband, he's still out there. Wendy's still out there. The longer they're out there, the more, of course, they can incriminate themselves. Do you think the feds are watching those two, maybe even listening to those two to see if they're going to get any more information out of them as they seem to kind of pick people off one by one here?
Yes, attentively so. I would presume that in a high-profile murder case like this, not only are they likely surveilling these folks, just like watching their whereabouts and their movements, but it would be likely to have some sort of wiretap or phone tap or looking into their electronic communications as the investigation is ongoing. That doesn't stop just because the case was filed.
Do you think we're going to see one of them picked off next once Donna is done?
You know, that's certainly been the pattern from the government in this case, that they've sort of gone person by person trying to build up these convictions. But how far can they take it? When we talk about how attenuated some person's involvement or knowledge might be, like Harvey the dad, I'm just not sure they have what, or at least I just haven't heard of any evidence that would rise to the level of implicating him in the murder. But that's been their course of action so far.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.